Welcome to Grammar Challenge from bbclearningenglish.com. Let's meet this week's challenger.
My name is Lopawan Bunbasad. I come from Thailand. I came to London because I would like to study English for my master's degree and for my job in Thailand.
Well, hello, Nopawan. Thank you very much for helping us out with Grammar Challenge today. The first thing I want you to do is listen to this short conversation. You'll hear a man and a woman. Is the man going to bed now or later?
I'm tired, Mary. I think I'll go up to bed now.
Okay, dear. I'm just going to finish reading this chapter and then I'll come right up.
Okay, see you in a bit.
Okay, Nopawan, so is the man going to bed now or later?
He's going to bed now.
Exactly, he's going to bed now. I want you to listen to a small part of that conversation again. And this time, can you tell me how many different ways do the people use to talk about their future plans?
I think I'll go up to bed now.
I'm just going to finish reading this chapter.
So, how many different ways do people talk about the future?
Mm-hmm. Two ways.
Okay, what are the two ways?
I will go to bed now.
Okay, will.
Will, and I'm going to bed, and I'm going to read this chapter.
Okay, yes. Exactly. Yes, we heard will and going to.
Yes.
Exactly. And to tell us a little bit more about will and going to for future plans and decisions, here's Nuala.
Today, we're looking at and contrasting two ways of talking about future plans using going to and will. In an earlier program, we saw that going to can be used to talk about your intentions or decisions for the future. Listen.
I'm going to get a new car.
I'm going to visit my mother.
I'm going to study medicine at university.
Will, on the other hand, can be used to talk about future decisions made at the moment of speaking, for things that aren't planned. Listen.
I'll go up to bed now.
So in this example, the speaker hasn't planned to go to bed early, but because he suddenly feels tired, he decides to go to bed. Mary, on the other hand, has planned to finish reading part of her book, so says,
I'm just going to finish reading this chapter.
Will is a modal form and doesn't change whatever the subject, and it's followed by the infinitive without to. In English, we tend to contract will. I will, I'll, you will, you'll, and so on. Listen.
I'll go up to bed now.
Then I'll come right up.
So, to recap then, we can use going to talk about intentions or decisions for the future. And we can use will to talk about decisions made at the moment of speaking. That's all from me. Good luck with your grammar challenge.
Okay, so that was Nuala telling us about will and going to for future plans. Now we come to our challenge. We're going to have a short conversation and I'll start by telling you something and you have to react. Maybe by telling me a plan or maybe something spontaneous. And if it's spontaneous, if it's something that just comes to your mind, you'll use...
Will.
Will,
yes.
Okay. And if it's something that you've planned...
It's going to.
Going
yes.
to. So we'll start with an example. And I might say to you, are you going to the shops? We don't have any milk, you know.
Yes, I'm going to supermarket and I will buy some milk.
Super, well done. You're going to the supermarket because it's already your plan, and you'll buy some milk. Excellent, that's the right answer. Oh, this bag is really heavy.
I will carry it for you. I will carry it for you.
Oh, excellent, thank you very much. Yes, I'll carry it for you. Will, perfect. I'd love a coffee, but I haven't got any money.
It's okay. I'm going to pay for you.
Oh, you're going to pay for me? Ah, did you already plan to pay for me?
No.
So
I will pay for you.
I'll pay for you. Excellent. Yeah, okay. So it wasn't a plan. There's someone at the door.
I'll get it.
Excellent. I'll get it. You've just made that decision. Oh, dear. This kitchen is a real mess. I don't want to tidy at all.
Don't worry, I'm going to clean soon.
Oh, excellent, you're going to clean soon. So, is that a plan you had before? Or is it a plan you just made?
The plan I had before.
Excellent, which is why you used going to. Fantastic. Thank you very much. You've successfully finished your grammar challenge. Well done. BBCLearningEnglish.com